What's going on, Black Is family? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This is Brother Malcolm. And today I wanted to talk about my recent experience at a really cool summer Friday activity here in Los Angeles, which is LACMA Jazz. I don't know if you know about LACMA Jazz, but it's an incredible Friday free event to do on Fridays in Los Angeles. And for more information, check out www.lacma.org. I really, really love this program, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity to experience a free jazz in an environment that is just beautiful. It's outdoors, and it's in between LACMA's two galleries. So today I want to talk about when we're at an outing, a cultural outing, like, why are we there? You know, when I was at LACMA Jazz, I was struck by, one, the diversity of families and people and young, old, newborn, and everybody was having a good time drinking their libation from their and hiding their libation in their Whole Foods bags. I said, I see you with your little dirty martinis. You ain't fooling nobody. But everybody was out having a great time. But at one point, I thought to myself as I sat on the lawn, you know, why are people here? You know, are you really here to enjoy the music, or are you just here to have the music as background? And I'm curious to hear what your thoughts are, Black Is family. So if you have any commentary about this subject as we talk about it, or your thoughts, please feel free to hit us up on our hotline, 323-455-4219. Again, that's 323-455-4219. Here are my thoughts. If I am taking my family out to experience culture, I consider it a learning experience. And honestly, I don't have children now, but when I do have children, I'm going to want them to sit with me and listen to the music, because that's why we're there. We could have gone to a park. We could have gone to any place that is set aside for activity that is not specific to a cultural event. And so I found it a little strange that people were there, and it's almost like the music was an afterthought. And it's interesting because I talked to some artist friends. There's another event that happens in Los Angeles called the Art Walk, and some of them have very mixed feelings about whether or not they love the Art Walk, because people don't really come to experience visual art. They're just there for a scene. They walk around, they eat from the food trucks, and they ultimately go to a few galleries, but do they really understand the purpose of Art Walk? And so I sort of have a similar feeling about when I'm at an event, particularly when you don't have to pay. I find that people, their commitment level wavers. So if you had to pay $5, $10, $20, you'd be there, you'd give full attention and full focus to the event. So I have to say, just personally, that it's important to me that we support the art that we are attending. Jazz is an American art form. And I bet you if you walked up to any number of young people now, they probably would have no idea what it sounded like, or they probably couldn't name you five of, you know, the icons of jazz. And I find that sad. So next time you go to a cultural event and you're bringing your family, take it as an educational opportunity. Take your kids out and research the artists who are going to be on the bill, and maybe you can talk about the instruments and what kind of sounds they're going to hear, because this is our music, and we have to appreciate it, and we have to also groom and educate our kids so that they will appreciate it for generations to come. So that's it for this week, folks. I hope you are doing well, and I wish you well. And as always, as we end every segment here on The Culture Connection, remember, make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You'll make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. Join us again next week, Black Is family, for another edition of Culture Connection. Peace.